Mr. President, I just forgot one issue that I was going to talk about, but because of the, you know, enthusiasm, I lost it. We cannot blame the financial world financial system by itself because of you know, all the shortcomings it has, but also we have to blame the corruptive political system, administrative system in some countries. They receive loans and aid, but they don't go to the right channels. They don't go to the right targets. And many of the aid and the loans go, you know, from one pocket to the other pocket. So there should be a system of scrutiny, of transparency, of control of the aid and the loans that are given to certain countries where there is no transparency, clear measures that are taken or adopted by those governments. Because I worked with many countries, I'm not gonna name them, and many of the aids that go there, you know, is taken by those who are up there, and they manipulate it in a way or another, but little of it goes to the projects or the issues that were given to. So there should be a system in the world that controls this. And I know that, you know, in Africa, for example, they don't have electricity in many villages and towns in remote areas, even in some suburbs of the capitals of those countries. And they don't have drinkable water. They don't have even sewage system. They don't have many necessities. But this is not only in Africa, but it's in Latin America, in Asia, in some of the Arab countries. And I think the aid and the support and the loans that are given to the issues of climate change, which is a necessity now, should be also considered in this way. I mean, to be controlled, to be clear, to be transparent, and there should be no one single, you know, opportunity for anybody to hunch and pinch from that money something and puts it in his pocket or her pocket. Thank you, sir.